From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. What you're about to hear sounds like a cannon blast, so please brace yourself. That's the sound of a seismic air gun under the Pacific Ocean. That audio was captured by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. People in the oil and gas industry say seismic testing can help find vast stores of oil beneath the Atlantic Ocean. In May, the Trump administration began the process of fast-tracking permitting for the testing. Environmentalists are fighting hard to stop it, along with at least 100 members of Congress. The lawmakers have sent a letter to the Department of the Interior begging the federal government to reconsider. We're talking with Michael Jasny, the director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Marine Mammal Protection Project. It works to protect whales, dolphins, and other marine mammals from serious threats. Michael, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us first, what exactly is seismic blasting, and how does the oil industry use it to find fossil fuel?
Well, seismic blasting involves the use of large arrays of air guns. These guns fire compressed air into the water, producing enormous amounts of sound. It's the equivalent of an explosion. And that sound travels down through the water column, penetrates the seafloor, travels down, in some cases, for miles, and then reflecting off of structures deep beneath the ocean floor, travels all the way back up to the industry vessel, which then records it and analyzes it. And what it gives is literally a picture of the structures of the Earth deep beneath the ground.
Please translate the loudness of the air gun blast in terrestrial terms. How loud is it?
Well, the best analogy I can think of is to explosives. So just imagine that you're sitting on your couch in your home and all of a sudden you hear a loud explosion from down the street. And then about 10 seconds later, you hear another explosion. And another 10 seconds after that, and on and on and on.
Have there been any studies conducted about what kind of effect this could have on marine life?
Yes, there have been a lot of studies on the effects of seismic blasting on marine life. There was a study that came out from a group of researchers in Australia that found that seismic blasting annihilated zooplankton within about a 1.5 mile swath of ocean around even just a single air gun. And that's an incredibly significant finding, because zooplankton are the building blocks of the entire ocean food web. We know that, just to give another example, that seismic air guns silence whales, stop them from calling, from vocalizing, over just vast areas of ocean.
We've been talking with Michael Jasny, the director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Marine Mammal Protection Project. We reached out to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's the federal agency responsible for examining any potential harm that seismic testing could do to marine animals. A NOAA representative wrote back to tell us that there are regulations in place that would mitigate any harm, and that there is no scientific evidence that seismic air gun noise would lead to marine mammal deaths. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.